Welcome to the CS Cafe, hey, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. We have come into an era where people like to overshare their shit. So I'm going to give you a little piece I like to call group chat. We have entered the era of show and tell. I'll show you all my personal assets and you tell me shit that should have been taken to your grave, and somehow we're okay. Living lives through likes and entertainment, yet nothing is sacred. Baby, take us out the group chat, telling us your personal fights, like we're riding the same dick you are, devouring the same pussy. We ain't fucking the same person, so tell me why I need to know who cheated, who couldn't go with their all gender crew, who been fucking the whole block so that baby can't belong to you, trying to make Mari come out of retirement and Iyanla pay a visit. We ain't asked for this shit, yet we scroll and talk about all that's wrong with it. Tell me, when did decency ever have a chance? Common decency has been driven to graveyards, yet people have the nerve to tell us they only bathe twice a week. Like bacteria doesn't have a house party between your legs and under your arms that you still want to bump and grind after you pee. If you don't get the fuck away from me. We have moved out of the showroom and specifically want to tell how we like the taste of semen on our toast at breakfast, that we feel empowered by golden showers, and that shit's supposed to turn you on. Baby, I ain't saying you wrong, but take me out the group chat. Every nasty freaky thing ain't gotta be told to the masses. Questions don't always need an answer. Even if you're on your knees, power chasing the BDs, yes, balls and dick. But should we hear of it? Your grandma was a full throttle freak, but you won't catch her podcasting how grandpa stayed kept. The art of display is to entice you, yet we cannot be seduced because we've used to it. So used to seeing lingerie and ass, or freeballing under gray sweatpants, that the anatomy of getting turned on goes to waste. How can we get excited about something we see every day? Seduction becomes packaged into routine, that now mental stimulation is the only craving that penetrates our instincts and spreads our legs. So I want to give you head. More like the stimulation of my mindset, fucking your cerebrum, splitting your two hemispheres till I come on them, because I get dehydrated just looking at your body, because I've seen 1,000 just like it, and it no longer satisfies me. Where courting is an unknown appreciation because we got lost in translation and can no longer communicate our love language. We're malnourished, depriving ourselves of emotional cleansings due to self-worth being cloaked in subjectivity, and now we objectify who we are because the reflections we see cannot be recognized. Please, baby, take me out the group chat. See, now we have put ourselves back in the showroom, letting matters that should be handled behind closed doors walk its way through our screens like it owns the airways. Tell me why the punishment of your child needs to be exposed to show the world you're doing your job as a parent, where exposure becomes detrimental to the emotional growth of the child, making them purge themselves of telling you anything because their failures become pocket money that pays the bills. Because parenting became a job that owed the IRS and not a mother or father that nurtured the child. It be a matter of being dumb if you're just figuring this out. Tell me why If our kids don't make us profit, we force them like blowing on Sega and Nintendo cartridges because the game froze when we were winning. We act as if starting over became the train wreck that no one saw coming, but it was necessary. Ma'am, I don't need to know your business. Sir, respectively, take me out your group chat. I'll manage not knowing how you live on a day-to-day basis. See, you say, well, you cannot follow us. Turn off your TV or sign out of social media. But what if I told you I've seen it in real life? That behind the scenes tapes that only becomes blooper reels, yet they're not bloopers, but warning signs that we leech off other people's routines instead of our own reality, that we mimic and share their schemes. But until we have boundaries in this world, we'll never know what it feels like to fuck privacy. Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.